something else is going on. Let's say, proposing, asking someone to get married. So that's what's Gemara, that's the Tamachlov, the Gemara of the exam, that someone's really not say, that she has to sit Zayin Nikiyim. The Gemara began a Meister, and says, Yovah Loishno, Kano Loishno Gedoilo. So first, let's say a person does see, let's say, Isha is really not say, and she sees Mamas Dam, real Dam, Dam Chimud. Is Dam Chimud and Isser, Mamas like Dam Nido or not? So it looks, and we show him on the Sigil, Betsim, the three different cheetahs. The way out of the Pasha, the Rashba says that Dam Chimud Be'etim is Zeraiso. Mamas is Kesem Zeraiso. The Ranchit is Dam Chimud is Mutter Side Rab on the Side Zeraiso. What's the Chash to Dam Chimud? Maybe Dam Chimud will come out and mixed inside is a little bit of Dam Nido. Therefore, Chosh is Dam Nido here. Then there's a sheet in between, Masham, Botam, well, there's a rule of Dam Chimud Zindra Abonim. So Roy Visham seems to say Dam Chimud is Zeraiso, which makes a lot more sense why we have Chash for it over here. But those ones say either Zindra Abonim or Chash Dam Nido. Now that's when we see Dam Chimud. Let's say this whole halacha is not that she saw Dam Chimud, but we're being choishish. We're choishish being tveya. She has a desire or want, she has Chimud. Therefore, choishish Dam comes. The achshash, you see the Taz being examined from Magen Mishnah, but the achshash only the Rabbonim. That's poshit. For two reasons. You either can say that Maisha she had no agosha, and the halacha is the Vitzora Ashatarga she had no agosha, therefore, Vada, this whole entire halacha is the Vada only did the Rabbonim. Or the Tzitzara being Dam, this is a Cheskes Tairo. Maisha the Chazaka being Tor. Therefore, why should she saw Dam Chimud? For these two reasons, Avad the Chash over here is only the Rabbonim. But let's say she had a Gosho, that's my colleague, the Rabbonim, the right. The Chash itself is only the Rabbonim. Now, there's a Machot Yishonim exactly the Geder and the Chiyim of Dam Chimud. If we read the way Joseph, he Be'etzim brings down five separate sheeters. And Lalocha, women Starif, will make Zivin Tzirufim based upon these Yishonim, what comes out? The first sheeter is the Rajba sheeter. The Rajba holds Me'ikra Adin. You do not need any Hefzik. You do not need Zayin Nikiyim, Me'ikra Adin. Why? She sees that moment, then she stops. And therefore, she just waits for Zayin Nikiyim. She has no agosha, she's nothing. Fine, no problem. She's mutter to go to the mikvah 7 days later. I got me looking at a zero, it sounds like you don't even have to go to the mikvah. But fine, but the Rajba says he goes to the mikvah 7 days later. That's no problem. That's the Rajba sheeta. He doesn't end up. He choishes the Rabban. The Rabban says, what should a person do? The way the Beis Yosef explains it, not like the Bach. The Rabban sheeta is you have to do a bedikah once out of the 7 days. One time do a bedikah, and that's enough. A third sheeta is the Rajba sheeta. The Rajba says you have to do a bedikah all 7 days. Machlokes Ramban and Rajba. A fourth sheeta is the Ra'ah that says you have to do a hefzik and bedikah. So according to Rosh, you don't have to do a hefzik. And the fifth sheeta is the Rav Yosef says you can do a bedikah miyad right away, which is really nothing. Again, just to be clear, the Rajba sheeta didn't say nothing. The Ramban sheeta says without hefzik but once. The Rosh says without hefzik but 7 days. The Ra'ah sheeta says hefzik and seven. And the Rav Yosef sheeta says do it's really nothing. That's the five sheets among the Rishonim. Read the Mechaba. The Mechaba went straight Ramban. Straight Ramban. That means you do not need a Hefzik. However, you have to ridicule once out of seven. That's the Mechaba. The Ramah went like the Rosh L'chadchilo. You do a Bedikah L'chadchilo for 7 days. But the Evri went like the Ramban that if you do not do a Bedikah all 7 days, one time the Maaseh is enough. Come on, the Shach and says the Minig and all the places go Be'ikah like the Shach. The Minig is that we do like the Ra'ah. The Rosh sheet that you have to do Hefzik and Zayin Nikiyim. But the Ever go like the Ramban. So the Maskona is, what do we do? Halacha if it's Negeah, which might well see it's not Negeah, but what's Halacha Maskona? Maskona, we do like the Ra'ah, Hefzik, and Zayin Nikiyim, Lechadchilo. But the Ever, we go like the Ramban, it says you do not need Hefzik, only one Bedikah is enough. The Rav Yor, the Maaseh is not brought down, only the Machim Tziruf, if you can do Bitveli Nosem, Miyah can do Bedikah, now we'll get to the case of being Mitzarefit. Otherwise, you can go Lechadchilo like the Ra'ah, and but the Ever like the Ramban. Now there is a, those are basically the sheetahs of the Rishonim and the Poskim. Again, we'll see how much is really not in the game after Mino. Now let's say Ishul Maisa does see, there are Noshim, the Maisa do say they do have Dam Chimud. They might have Dam come out, they have Dam Chimud. What is this Dam Chimud over here? Is it next time if Choish Favest, a month later, she has a Flogo, she has Choydish? But no, Dam Chimud is an outside factor. So the Iker, you look at the Rambam and others, they're discussing a similar case. So the first thing you want to see behemoth being oisik zem zeh, and therefore because that you caused it to have Dam Chimud, which is married already. What's the halacha? Is that a sibo or a simen? About it's a sibo, something that's causing it. Therefore, what is it? Says the Rambam, it's a vesta oinus. And therefore, the place can bring down this case when you see behemoths being this, being the topic exams there. The place can say that it's called a vesta oinus. And what's the halacha of vesta oinus? There's no chodesh, there's no aplaka, there's only when it's a tziruf, when you have it together. The next time she gets married, you'll have the same problem. Otherwise, there's no, when not work, there's no chodesh, no aplaka. The only thing you'll be left with really is paying this before. So it comes out, let's say you should dog see. My she sees. She sees that which is a chashana, she's not aiming to see it, she's a dam chimot. What's the halacha for? A month later, of course, should not be any aplaka and should not be any chodesh. Now, is that, does that what happened to a person that's chuppis nida or not? I'm not sure. You have to go ask the first thing, of course, should be if a person was imen not to see. She set a chasna day to be what? To be tor. And ended up being that week before the chasna she saw and they had chuppis nida. A pichesman should be, there should be, not be any investors, because of course, why she sees? A dam chimut. A dam chimut is a vesta oinus. Vesta oinus is no chodesh, and there's no aflogo.
You said
she's not ruggle to see. She, let's say it's a vestry with a session. She's not aiming to see these last. She doesn't see.
She doesn't have a vest, so she's getting married only a dam chimut.
Dam chimut, and dam chimut is a seed, the outside factor, the vest oinus.
Hey, what are you saying? If she's getting married this week, it's dam
chimut.
The only
one probably not is dam chimut. So the Rosh Hashita will get the Rosh. The Rosh will close to get. The Rosh will close to get. The Rosh will close to get. The Rosh will more mitzvah, you have chimut, and more chance you're going to have dam.
You're not going to be close to it, but
we are choishes. The b'diavu will make all. If I'm not motor, we're choishes. You have to be dikas. We are choishes. We are choishes for the rush. And my she saw. She's not able to see. She saw. So what do we see? Where it came from? Even though we might go b'diavu like the Rashi, because my she has chaskas tyro. Might go b'diavu like the Rashi. Might when she saw before it's dam chimut. Dam chimut. It's a stiba, an outside factor causes it. It's not be like anything else. Any outside factor. Any that's doing it. Any kvitzo. Any kvitzo. No choishes. No flogo. If you take tablets and she broke, it really depends on what messed up. If it's dam chimut, it's the same thing. If it's not dam chimut, it's dam the tablets caused her to spot. So you have to deal with what exactly tablets are, what these birth control, how do you look at it? Tablet sale.
Then if she's black,
no, it could be any. If she's aiming to see and she saw, she's aiming to see. It's nothing to dam chimut. But in case you're not aiming to see. The easiest way to prove it's not aiming to see is the vestry with the session. That's the easiest way to prove it. Yeah. Otherwise, you have to say who says it's a damachima, maybe it's a regular vest. For my so, for her vest, if she sees the vest, her anus. Now, this halacha, when exactly is negea? How negea is it to us? The first, come on, the place can say, first of all, simply that. This is not an issue who is not a nida. Isha's mama is a nida. She needs a hefzik, mikadin. She needs a zainakim, mikadin. If she goes to tefillah, mikadin, she goes, and the bedikas are two a day. Makom tzarech, other cases maybe we make them, otherwise we do two a day. And mama is a regular halacha. But Oita is a place, Kim, the Tzertara Chavada says, let's say she's not a nida. She's aiming to see. She's 12 years old, 13, 14, might she did not see. But since she's not a nichol, a gedim, a slakasam, she might say she's not a katana, still she'll have this halacha, and me'ikra din ha'rechiv du hefzik, and zainakim. This whole halacha that we're saying is dafka mustalekas. So when does it really apply? It does happen when it's a gea all the time, when a zakeno gets married again, or gets married for the first time. A zakeno, I'm from my mishpacha this year, got married, he's in his late 70s, I assume she's in her 70s also. And it might be cute or funny, she hasn't done bedikas in 20 years, and she hasn't gone to mikveh in a long time, but my mishpacha, what the halacha is, that you have to do bedikas again, and you have to go to the mikvah, and you have to help her down. Well, it's cute. But my school, this halacha does come up when you have a zakena gets remarried again. That's when it does apply. Oh, well, shashachima, but we don't get married. No, they did a chima, but by us, more than 12, she did not see, not chima, so the chavadas, to regular halacha like regular notion. A real chiv hefzik, and the chiv zainakim. And less than 12 is dam chimud, right? Well, that would be a loch of the b'diavu, the semach panim ban, all the shifus. Now, just as that with the kasha and the kasha, you'll see different the chluka based upon it. The kasha, the tazit, it had a tamur and huto, had a with some boyas, and like talking about Sheva and David, and like etkin from Yaakov and Leo. But these different shalos, how exactly did it happen if a meister there was no zainakim? So just to stick with the tazit kasha, tamur and huto, and with some boyas, that, first, the way the Taz answers, he gives two Tirotim. One Teret, you want to say, is the Rabbanon. Therefore, the Rabbanon was not around by Boaz or by Ruth. or by Tamar, and therefore the halacha does not apply. Or the second that she wants to give, that the whole entire halacha is after when it's not miyad, when you have kids pass the fellows, might still be mutter. So first he said, I see clearly from the Taz, the whole entire halacha shash only rabbanon, according to the Magen Mishnah. And he wants to know also the heter miyad. Now those want to argue there's no heter miyad, how are we going to get it? But once those want to say, what's called miyad, not miyad, get maybe miyad even more of a title. Right. That's his territory. So where the Chavadat answers, two other two of them, which is more negayim. One, he wants to tell you that the whole entire Indian of Chimud is dafka when it's for the Suin. The Tashmish itself, he wants to tell you there's no, by the case of Yudan Talmud, there's no, wasn't the Suin. Might be Arison over there, but not the Suin. And the case of Yudan Bayer is also the same thing, Rus and Bayer, same thing. So they want to tell you the whole entire Locha is dafka for the Suin, not for Arison or for Znuf, for his faith. Therefore, we want to tell you about the Mutter. The next day, but the Tashmish itself was before the Nisuin. They got married the next day, or that Eris the next day? They're Sherebrach. They do discuss the right, but Sherebrach from Eris and the Nisuin. They down the Chavadash. What exactly happened in the case of Boyaz? Yeah, I'm not sure the answer. I think the Mebrach asked these questions on the Chavadash, exactly what happened there.
Right.
Well, but the Seder point out that the Iker concept according to Chavadash, he says, is the Iker is for Nesu'in and not for Tashmish. That's the Iker Chimud over here. Therefore, they have different Afkaminas. For example, let's say it's after Nesu'in, we'll get to Amal, if you still have the Chiyah B'dikas or not, then the Mice Nesu'in already happens. There's no more Chimud Nesu'in, there's only Chimud for Tashmish. That'll be one of the 10 why people are Mice to make, we'll get to. The second case for Chavadash. Let's say you do not do beer, you have to predika every single day, so you do beer.
Okay.
So we'll get to Sif days, we'll get to Alok, we'll see that one of the reason why people are Mekel is this Chavadash.
Nobody
knows
it's a seed right.
Well, maybe, why not? Maybe, no, it's still
myself.
We want to say Loi Plug, the back of Shuvah.
But they have to find the Loi Plug, because the Ethan
is still by itself is nothing.
How does
that, so tell that to your wife. Even though I want to say we argue the Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi says you can do a bedikah right away, the Maestro will argue, if you want to kind of, the whole day, the Moich Maestro would help. And therefore, since there's a Moich in B'shash Tfiyah, therefore it did not get lost, it can get lost, it was there, so once it's there, the Maestro is more true. Now there are other Tirutim, those are the four main Tirutim to the Taz and the Chavadash. And the gate the case of the Moich, the Chavadash says the Maestro to help. For those who want to argue the point, those are right. And the Moich HaMaisa wants time to make it and will help, he says, but our Moich HaMaisa does not get into all the crevices. Therefore, Matthias wise won't help. I'm not exactly sure the Maisa why and probably Matthias won't help. Maisa wants to say it wouldn't help. But this is passing Shuva by Shlomo Zalman, Milv, the Sigur Shuva Ferris. He's discussing over there ways around again coming Tomei. He wants to go by a Kala, different ways around it. He says, one eight discusses Shuva Shiva Ferris. Right over there, before the Tria, before, you know, tell the Kala, before I'm ready to expose to you. Open a shifaris, which is not too practical. But he says, you know, he has even a better idea. Sure, they maybe you want to argue on the night on the Chavadash and says do a moich. He says, let's do another way. Do a moich with bedikas, and then you won't have a chiyat tefila. The whole Chavadash saying do a moich, and that'll be beseder. But he said, let's do a moich. Let's do one step more than that. What? Do a moich. Why? It takes care of that moment. Because it takes care of that moment. Now, the person proposes a second before shkia. We say he got lost at that moment, but the bedikas next 7 days help. So he says, do a moich, then do bedikas next 7 days, the mice see nothing, no fear, feel, the mice should be sure myself, should be no problem. Then we want to come out with a lofa, he says, there's no mic around, he says, first, tell the kala, very simple, pull in the moich, and then you'll have the chavadash plus the zayin bedikas, this won't be a problem. He does end off, the mice, you have to be very careful when you tell the kala to pull in the moich, that you should not know that he's proposing. Because he knows they're posting before he puts it in, then she'll already have the chimud. He has to somehow get it put in, either not tell her to put it in, because he knows certain halachically reason without telling you what exactly the reason is, or tell her, you know, I might, the fellows might not. I'm not exactly sure how, but he himself says, be very careful. If you want to do it, make sure there's a way that she knows you're not proposing, you know, that there is a proposal. It might not be a nice way of proposing, but he says, just make sure. Just make sure that she knows that you're not proposing, or else you won't have the faith, though. Fine, that's another aspect of bringing down Mitzvah Adam Chimud. Everyone discussed it, and Ahogel, it seems, with Manenu, is either to wait a week before the Chasna, or 2 weeks before the Chasna. I think the Litvish people have 1 week we do not see the Kala, and the Chidim seem to not see the Kala 2 weeks beforehand. So, Hashem, where exactly does the Makar come from? So, Yitzchok here wrote to B'chaim, asked him what the reason is, B'chaim wrote back, Dam Chimud. Makar is Mamish Mitzalocho, and look at what we say, oh, it's Mitzvah Shana, they bring this down, this Indian, they say the reason is Mitzvah Adam Chimud. Now, but it what the B'chosh, the Sfar of the Rosh, that closely gets the Chasna more Dam Chimud it is. And therefore, God, if you look in the article, he has a whole long footnote why Avada cannot be based on Cheshbon of the Sugi that way. Avada is Mutter Mekadin to see the Kala, but that's an Hoga, that's what we have, and he says more for perspective, for stand back, and to see what the Chasna and the concept is. Fine. But actually, the Makor of this Hoga is Maisa of Sam Chimud, and therefore that's the reason why Maisa we don't see each other, unless, God, they say in Asa, is by the day the Chasna, by the pictures, Misad al Ilum there, you should do it beforehand, before you get married now afterwards, because Misad is not nice Misad al Ilum there. That's some argument based upon our Shkofa in Ben Omer Chaveroi. What?
The day of the Chuppah, this is
like only the Matzah of Reza. No, there's those who do not see the Kala till the Bedekin, right? But those who Taino, that what happens, you do the Bedekin, so the Chuppah, you do Yichud, and then they go do pictures for a half hour now, and sit there and wait, and the Vatu. Tons of people's time, especially when Shiva comes to Sadak Dushan, he has to dance, no, you have nowhere to go. Fine, so there's a lot of wasting of time. Therefore, people are very much against it and say, you should not take on this concept of Chumrah, not seeing for that week beforehand, they should take pictures beforehand. What? People do not see all week, still will say the day of the Chuppah, they'll go take pictures. Fine, but still the loch is mutter, and the question is, what right do you have to waste people's time for pictures?
What right do you have to do
Mavato
Minik for pictures?
Maybe what minute? There's no minute, there's no car, no place, can't find it anywhere.
But what's the
din
of pictures?
No, Mavato Pictures are going to do it because, whatever reason, Shalom by it. Therefore, we should do it in the right time, right place.
What about calling the movie that week?
Calling her Dan Hogge is that we might say we don't. Now, if you want to tell me we never had Dan Hogge, we never had phones for until 100 years ago, fine.
Texting,
I don't know, that's a new show what happened recently. My days it wasn't the case. I don't know what that goes on now.
Kosher phones,
yeah. Anyway, can't text.
But if the chuppah is needed, then you can do whatever you want.
this is Aaron Hogge. This is what my story does. Echam, if you're husband, you should be right, but my story that we don't do that.
Well,
that's because. Oh, so some have 2 weeks, some have a week. So might say, why get a week? Says even if she did bedikin before a week, so the chodeshani. But might let's say you cause a seal dam chimush, she'll still have a week to take care of herself. So even though might say the story is might dam chimush, when she's doing bedikin, 10 days before the chasna, you should not see her. But since you can still have no problem until a week, that's because of a week. Where the 2 weeks come from? The real reason, right? The finishing the 2 weeks, we seem to do 1 week. That's where the makar came to 1 week. You want to ski the night? No, that most people hold we don't do 4, 5, and 7 or 4 and 7. Most people hold that key. Once you have an option, that's the 7 came about. That's the core of this concept. Again, there's no halacha. Those have this money this way. There's always the shalas. Can you hear the guy singing in the background? Like all these things shalas. Like there's no way halacha. I don't know. The Meister of Reuben had that he had a Zuk Sheni got married also second time. So he asked Yitzchok to write to B'chaim, Zuk Sheni is also in the not see each other for that week. So B'chaim wrote back, Kedakoi, Ulai. Fine, Ulai. There's no Makar of these things, you know, where exactly do you look at these things? Fine. Next, Indian. The Meister, we have this halacha of Dam Chimud. Who does this halacha apply to? Which person does it apply to that has Chimud? The first is clear that even though you're married, we see Avadi have a Dam Chimud. Even though you get married a second time, the Raya Sefei, Mavad Rishasa, you're married one time. We see clearly, even if you're Almano, Avadi is in of Dam Chimud. The second thing we see from the Gemara is even a Ketana, even though she's Mutalekas. Maestro, even a Ketana still, the Loka is, she'll have Dam Chimud. Now they bring down from Ketana's right to all Mutalekas. That means whether she's a Muberes from the same husband, or Menekas from the same husband, it has to be the same husband, else he can't marry her. Or a case of Zekeno, even though all these three cases are Mustalekis, but since a Ketana we know by the law of Kesamim, the law is by Kesem, she does not have by Ketana. It's not more Mustafa, she won't see, she's a 10-year-old child, she won't see. Yet, who does have Kesamim? A Mubaris, Menekes, Zekeno. So over there we see, Madach, a Ketana, will say, the law has Chimud, who didn't all Mustalekis, some will have Chimud, and therefore we mark more, and all Mubaris, Menekes, Zekeno, to have the law of Adam Chimud. Agam is a Yudah Yala wants to be Mekel, he wants to say, no, Tana, she's not dried up, but Zekana is dried up, and Maestro, all the place can go, by Zekana, the Maestro, we are Machmurin also. Another case of being down, what happens when a Ger, he was Maestro, they get married, a Ger and a Giyoris get married by a Kois, married, they live together for a while, now they both become, they get Megar, I know this happens past year, I know the Mishpacha well, they want to know they have to wait as they need Dainakim, it's time down Chimud. They live together for years together. So they bring down from the Dagam Rovo, and then the Behuda says clearly there's no Dam Chimud in that case. Maestro, they live together, there's no more desire. They just have to go through the process of Giyoris to get married, but Etim, there's no real Chimud. However, Tadashin, let's say it was Nos, but the Jew brings down the case of Noyaf. Let's say you did have Tashmish with this person before, and Mitzad is Nos, not Mitzad you live together. Maestro says, you're advised in place of Mavadi Ephi Machmer. What happens in between? You're not a Gerv Giyoris, not Nos, but Maestro, you're a person who is not Shem Mutar Mitzvah, you live together for years together, what's the law on that case? They're being down the Masham, they're also just like by a Gerv Giyoris, who didn't, by this case also, they won't be any Dam Chimud, and if we know they're getting married now, Ephi Tarev Mitzvah, the Maestro also no Dam Chimud. Amazag Rishosa is the Maestro, they stopped being together, and they got divorced because they dislike each other, and they think they're no Shech to each other. But Moshe does have an interesting case. Let's say a Shechiv Merah divorces his wife with Tzad Yivam. Why? She doesn't want him to divorce her brother, but when he divorced her, he makes all the Tnoyim that says in Shulchan Aruch, that if I get better and get healthy, then I'll be Rabim, be Das Bezin, that you'll have to remarry me. Now, if he gets better, there's no way she has also to marry anybody else. And he remarries her, the Dam Chibud Anak. So Moshe has a long Shuvah, and he ends up camp, Echnav is no way for Mazda Gershoth, and comes out, Bikr is right from Dagmar Vavo, Echnav is no Dam Chibud over there. I.e. getting remarried, the Meister marriage, since she stopped him, and he gets better, but there's no Meister Chibud, no new Meister Chibud over there.
What's the getter of Nus by a prior person if they don't have a real tradition, then?
No, if they live together as husband and wife, they're married together. There's no semester, there's no connection between one another. It's difficult.
Like boyfriend girlfriend.
There's always going to be exactly where to draw the line. You have to decide for yourself. Yeah. Yeah. By which case? Why?
Before,
no, so let's say that now should be the Nesu'un. Now should be the Maestro Chimud. You need Chimud by the Nesu'un. Oh, okay. It could be, it might be not the Goyim, but who said you have to have it at all? Might not be a Goyim, but there's no Chimud. Fine, there are other cases they discuss. What happens if a person was in the Shara, in the Holocaust, and disappeared for a couple of years and came back. You find him. A lot of them discussed the new Maestro Chimud. Well, let's say they discussed in Eretzol if a Chayal was captured by the Arabs and a guy released. Well, let's say a guy was in Maluim for a couple of months, also the army let him go. Same thing as the Arabs catching him. Finally, let him go free. So, Maestro, what's the luck in those cases? So, fine, they deal with it. Most cases they want to be Mekel. Some cases, like the Shara, they want to be Machmur, Dam Chimud. These are instant cases they discuss. Fine, that's basically Sif Aleph. Sif is the law of Snichas Daz, when does the Chimud start? So the Torah brings down for the Beis Yosef, the Levad, if you have more than 12 months before the Chasna, there is no Chimud. And when you start making the beer for the Chasna, then it starts out, there's a Taiva, she has a Snichas Daz for getting married. Therefore, that's when the Chimud starts. Now, Bezmanenu, the beer is already made, so when do you start from? So the Piskachu brings down, Snoyim, no Snoyim, the Bnei Litvak, not make Snoyim until the Chasna itself. So Maestro, when is the Smichas Daz start from? So the Ikka, the Swarm is when they give two separate Gedorim. Either when the date of the Chasna is set, it's very clear, getting married, this and this date, then she knows Smichas Daz before the invitations, once we know that we have a set date. Or the other Gedorim they give is when they start spending money upon it. Start buying the dress, or the apartment, or the furniture, whatever it is. Start spending money. Those are the two cases when you have Smichas Daz, and she knows she's getting married. Those are the two Gedorim is Manenu. Now, since we see the Yisoid from the Rashba, that a lot of Dafkin when there's Tefillin also, can even be later the Yisoid, is that well, that's when the Chimud is. So the numerous cases that they discuss the Paiskim, when's the Chimud, for the first moment of Tefillin also, or from the case later on, like for example, when you start making the beer, that's when the Chimud is. For example, they discuss, let's say a girl that you, where's a guy, you tell her that you're going to marry her when she's Megar. Maestro, never live together. So Maestro, you're feeling off, eh? However, later on, it's going to become Shinola Dami. So in that case, when you start counting, is it a new Chima later on when she's Megar, or do you go by the beginning moment? So, it's interesting to smart bring it down. When Maestro, Biasha says, you need a new Zionakim when she's Megar. Now, why exactly is that different than Degma Vava that said they live together and then you do count, here you don't? So Biasha himself and Shuvah Blai Tzorachim in the Chilak, so Maestro, one time he's Masmer, one time he's Mekum. Fine, but that's one case they discussed. The other case discussed is because she brings down, let's say sometimes she is a shaita, sometimes she is healthy. So might say, once she is a shaita, says of some type, she has a little bit of taiva. Later on, when she comes to a bari, she has more of a taiva. When do you judge it from? In the beginning, from the new one. So might say, so that some type wants to make her and say, Avada goes, from, even when she is a shaita, she has a little bit of chima then, she brings the right to the Gemara. The lechem of Simon wants to know, it goes from the new maitha when she comes healthy. And that's when they bring down Beish Shlomo, Beish Shmuel, the maitha is mitzvah upon this question. Another case to bring down, which is an interesting case, really negates the Yisoid, is the Mitzvah Nesu Nevi'ah, is there are Baruch Shem Noshim Tzitzkaniyas who are real snuas, who really do not know what's going on in the world, and they get married, they come to the Chasno, and some more circles, the Chesidic circles, they do not tell exactly what's going to happen. And then, let's say the day of the Chasno, a couple days before the Chasno, they tell her, the Mitzvah Nevi'ah, she never heard, didn't know anything, does not know the whole entire concept for the first time, she doesn't believe it, you have to convince her. She's going to go to the mikvah, but maestro 3 days before the chasno. Or it's just by the certain crowds that see them, they have a chuppah during the day, then a couple of hours breaks in between, and the chosin kala comes to the chosin, the kala teacher comes to teach the kala, and in those couple of hours they learn everything, and sometimes the kala is like, shut. Now she had no idea about the concept of beer. Now, does she need Zainakim or not? Because she had no idea. She was a snua. She did not know. She's not too worldly. She needed a new Zainakim. So it's interesting. Shalom among the Paiskim. The Vosel brings it down and the Chatzur Rosh. They both say Tzorachin, and therefore they say you should tell the Kala at least a week before not to give out this problem. The Abi Oyma says the Maestro is a Chiv, and you do need Zainakim. And the Chodeshoni goes the other way and says, no, the Maestro, what she has a Gosha Kalolius of the Suan, she has these feelings of Adis enough. So it comes out, what's the locha of the three shittas? Yes, no, or maybe. The locha, I don't know exactly. No, he doesn't say that for the Chavdash. He says there's a kosher klolius of chima that she has, that she feels something, that's enough. It's not even the chima paper, the little bit of chima is enough, and you don't need, even though there's more chima later on. There's a chima there, she has a kosher. I should do bedikas all week, she didn't know what she's doing bedikas. She thought doing bedikas out of some of the tyros. They're not the name that attached to it. When the chava does? When the chava does, fine, if we go with the chava does. But even with Tzad Bia, he still wants to be Mekel. Fine, that's the first half, that's the Mechabin Sebeis. Come along with the Mon Sebeis, and Betim is the same thing in Machloik is what Tefillin Nosa is. Machloik is the Rosh and Rashba. The way how the Rashba understands it, the first moment you tell her, proposing, the type over there, and afterwards it all calms down. But the way they want to explain is that the first moment is a Pacha Tefillin, she's shocked, oh my gosh, I'm engaged. Fine, so then there's the Zaya Dam Chimun, afterwards, she, of course, it might build more and more like the Rashba, but the constant slowly is the thing that's like it's built into her, therefore, not a shakter, therefore, there'll be less of a chance of Dam Chimun, and therefore, the first moment is a Taiva, or the sort of the Rosh is, but forget, the first moment is a Taiva, and closer and closer gets to Chasa, there's more and more Taiva. Come on, Gamal, the Ramah says, based upon the Rosh, therefore, you should be so much Tfilo. To the case of Bias Mitzvah, the Samach one to another, Komash to Efshem, as much as he can. Now, this Rosh is really not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber is really the Rajba. The Rajba says when you have to do it, when she's Samach Das to be 5 months beforehand, that's the Rajba. Come along Gamal, the Chosh for the Rosh, and says, no, not even 5 months beforehand. You have to be Samach to Tfilah to the Bias Mitzvah as much as possible. Now, Come on, Gemara, the Gemara says, therefore, the minhag is that they will go to the mikvah on Lalvi, and then they will go on to the night, and then they will have Tashmish on Mosh Shabbos. Now why? The Mepharshim explained that they'll have the Chasna Er Shabbos, which mitzad the Tkonos Manim, that can have what to eat, mitzad Mitzvah Tzokah. They would not have beer on Friday night, which we'll get to Bez Hashem next time. But by the Halacha, you are allowed to have Tashmish on Lal Shabbos. And then Mosh Shabbos, they would have the beer. So it's 4 days later. Therefore, based upon the mission of Psul and Yisrael Yom Revi, therefore they have Yom Revi, they'll have the Psul of them, and then they'll get they have the Bia 4 nights later. That's even more to Lechatchila. Now, first one shell is, the Kamlong Ramal, the Ma says, however, let's say you're maximum it, more than that, then you have two Bedikas. Sounds like the Ramal, the conscious reading of the Ramal is, let's say you have 4 days in between, there's no Chir Bedikas in between. The way the Archa Shulchan also sets it off, it sounds like the 4 days in between, you not need to do any Bedikas. However, come along the place, either they argue their more or they say different shana their more. They want to say their more means that they do need the bedikas in between. Let's say you get married 4 nights later, you should do bedikas in between. Now, how many bedikas? Twice a day, once a day? Machlokes the likas from is manenu. We ask your one say twice a day. Fine, others say the tyrant book which one say once a day. But maestro, you get married if you have tefillah 4 days before, the chura lechatchila says the place, maestro, you should do bedikas once or twice a day. However, let's say you get married the night beforehand, do the seal of the night beforehand, and you get married the next night. Also, after you chesh before, you should do bedikas. The words of the Baray Shulchan is, Roy Lezoy Lekalos, they do not seem to know the halacha, they do too the night beforehand, and the next day they do no bedikas, and they don't know the halacha, before the halacha they have to do bedikas. Maestro Berkowitz says over, the Nhoge is the Maestro is not do bedikas if you do the seal of the night beforehand. Even though he said after cheshbon, there should be no reason for it, but that's ma'aseh and hoger, and that's what you should do. You should not do bedikas if it's 1 day in between. Okay. Only 2 days, 4 days, two bedikas. Otherwise, 1 day in the ma'aseh, we do not do bedikas. Machlokes is what we should do with manenu. Now, what? Why don't we need? He himself says there's no reason for it, but that's an hoger, that's what we do. What did we do? A lot of people, I don't know, you have to find out. What did we do if we didn't know what we were doing? Fine, that's... If you do Tshuva Yom Revi'i. They do sometimes, yeah. A lot of scholars do 2 or 3 days before, because it's not Tshuva Yom Revi'i. They seem to do, they seem to do it mitzad. It's just, the night before the chas is very hectic, you're very nervous, very scary. So they do advise scholars to do it a couple of days before, especially the house itself, especially people coming from some places, very hectic place. That's number one. But sometimes you're very embarrassed. Everyone knows why you're leaving tonight. Those 2 reasons might have been to do it a couple days earlier. Now that's before Nisun. Let's say after Nisun, the Chasna is supposed to do beer. Maisa, you try to beer, you weren't successful, or you might even try, let's say you got back from the morning, you guys both are very tired. What's the luck in that case? You have to do bedikas or not? So, according to Chavadas, he writes before Afi Chajman, the holy site is Damchi Mitzan Nisun. If it's Mitzan Nisun, Maisa, you do not do any bedikas. And Berkowitz says, that's not the Maestri, don't do bedikas. The Maestri, numerous Achrim Tanat, the way the Achashulchon, and the Kitzer, and others, the Vada, he says, the Vada person should do bedikas from after the Chasna until the Biyah. However, the Pshalom Kugor, brought down by the Dakar Shuvah, says, if you're able to do Biyah, but you choose not to be Tadichot, or you want the tiny if you lie together in one bed, that itself shows that you're not your Kovish Yetzer, for that reason, you do not do bedikas. Now, really comes out of the Cheshvin. Now, the swarm is my name are more machmed do bedikas. This, as far as I know, the oil does not do bedikas after the chas of tulbeviyah. They are basically semich upon four swarms. First of all, from the Rajbo, there's no reason to start off with. The Rajbo holds damchim is only with the b'shas tulbeviyah and not afterwards. Second of all, from the chavadas is only b'shas tulbeviyah. Third, you always have the inim shlom kugus that says once you have yichud, ma'is is no more taiva. There's no more. I'm sorry, yekovish yeter. Therefore, there's no more in the damchimut. Or fourth reason, the Bushra says, once you miyachin to meet you, one bed together, and if you even chose not to, or even if you tried, you one bed together, also for that reason, there's no more dam chimun. And for these reasons, I think that Hoggis might be Michael after the chasna until the Biyom. Fine, that's the first half of the. Fine, I can't say. So if Gimel is in the Bingadoichin in the Suin. Now, everyone likes joking around the words Taz, it's natural, you know, everyone, of course, he fights about the Dunya and of course, the Derech to push on the Chasm there to find without the jokes. The Maestro, the Lachal comes out, there are times that the Chasm is pushed off, usually because either bad weather or because the Chasm, I know a case, well, neighbor mine started snowing, got pushed off because they had a blizzard in New York, or I know one time, first thing when they were sold, they decided we're not taking anyone So they went on strike in the airport. So a lot of people were stuck in who knows where. So one time the chassid was stuck in who knows where. So, and the one, and they could come to Don Chasno. These cases, Kudaimo, Michelle is watching this halacha. A cousin of mine also is one got very sick. They also pushed off the chasno. These cases, the maisa do happen. So first, if they, the halacha is very simple. If a maisa they broke off totally of others, need new zainakim, it's had dam chimut. What happens if you broke it off? However, you did not make a set time. Not make a set time. So that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch with the Machlokes Rishonim is, and that's the case of Shulchan Aruch where the Pesukim say we did not make a set time when the Nechasim is going to be. Then you need a new Zainakim. However, when you didn't make a set time, the Vosh has to be Machmei. However, the old Pesukim go against the Vosh and say once you make a set time, then Lamaisa you do not need new Zainakim. The Eitzah Grada that give over is a way around it. Let's say you did not make a set time. For example, it's bad weather. You not loved Afka. After that night, you get a hole that says, and 2 days later, make a set time. What they say they do is you tell the Kala that we have a hole for you in 2 days. You lie to her straight out. Maisa, she's still doing medikas, no problem. Then, when you next day you're able to figure out exactly when the chasna is, then you can change the date again. So once you do a rama to her, it's a way around this problem. That you have the rama game, it's a way that she thinks she. What's the reason we're being machmer? Ask the medikas why she didn't. She wasn't sure when the chasna is going to be. If you look at you keep her being convinced that she has a set date for the chasna, then it won't ever be a problem, and therefore you should always tell her a date, even and make sure she's not. Don't tell her to Rama, right? You tell her we have a set date, we have a set place. This is going to be fine. And she goes around telling her friends, fine. What can you do about it? We have a set time, and then what happens when you actually work out the set date? You switch it again on her. Fine. So. We see we're not going with the bush, we're going with the halacha. That reason, a set date. We go not like the bush. A set date helps. That's clear, right? All the places belong to the bush. Now, once we have a set date, helps. Set date helps. Now, why? Two reasons. Mitzader is whatever the reason going with Matzvin Yomin or the Shachatad. My set date helps.
And how far away?
No, the Shalav. It's very far away. It comes along with the Shulchan one day. It's a month later. Vada doesn't count. Or they want to say the Chavadah says once you mevatel the chana, all the food's gone. The fine's gone. Once you move Eichlami, very far away, that's a new parasha. That's something else. If she does not know the set date is. No, she knows the chas is not tonight. It's snowing outside. So there's no set date for it. There she knows. The set date will soon make. The way it sounds like the Shachat Haz, it sounds like there will soon make shalom, we're going to have the chas right then. Here we have shalom. We don't.
Yeah,
so even though if it's no stops, I'm not going to get a hole. Right? You don't know what's going to be. Might be 3 days later, might be a week later.
No.
There she knows you're married as soon as the fight stops. Here, as soon as the snow stops and the snow gets away, we have to get a hole.
What if the fight doesn't stop?
Oh, but she's still. No, the derech is. It wouldn't fight. That's what it is. So a day or two later, we're going to get married. That's the words of Shachantaz. Yeah, over in the case, here she doesn't know. She knows you're going to get married. She doesn't know the set date. Again, the very core Shachantaz say. That if you do not know the set date, they know they're getting married, 100% they know they're getting married. It's not enough. Right? That's the case, he says.
When people say they know the
fight, they know the anyone who here is married will have a problem. Every time they fight, you maybe we're going to get divorced, you know, Zayn the Kiyam. That's what it is. You know, we're staying together. That's what it is. Fine, my sister's at a place, let's say one side doesn't want, let's say the Chosin doesn't want, the Kala wants, says the place to Nevada. That you don't need new Zainakim. Let's say the Kala doesn't want, so the Shal can be right from the Taz and not. So there's Machlokes the Pesukim. The Kala Be'etzin doesn't want for real. Machlokes she needs new Zainakim and that, but she has in her own mind she's not getting married. There's one other case they discussed will be about a case of an oinus if the Keshuv brings down. Let's say the guy didn't show up to his chasno and he sends a telegraph 2 days later. The Maestro, I'm sorry, and I got put, the both came in late. Let's get married a week later. Do you need new Zainakim or not? So some of the Swam is Manenu, that's after in those days, that the letter came 2 days later. Nowadays, if you did not call or send right away and not tell her right away, it's clear that she knows that you're not showing up. And therefore, even though the Pesukim in those days were on me Mekel, and nowadays, you just pick up the phone and call. If you didn't make that phone call, she has no suffering. Fine. Another case they discussed is, what about switching a chosom? Fine, the Taz brings down Machloekes. The Taz says, Posh Nevada, if you switch the chosom Nevada, you need new Zainakim. Now with that, we go back to original chosom. Also, you need new Zainakim. Fine, that's the Gimel. So that was a case of, basically, Chuppas Nida. Now, Chuppas Nida, first, they always, when you set the chosom date, you should always try to make sure it's not Chuppas Nida, it's much more healthier for the couple. Even though if they have Chuppas Nida, it is a common thing, it does happen. and afterwards when you grow up and you mature, you look back at it and laugh at it. Life, when it happens, not exactly enjoyable. So first, you always try to set up the chasna at a set date when she's taller, either based upon a natural cycle or either based upon the different hormonal treatments they give her. But you always try to make it being a correct time, not on a Sunday that's good in June for the family. That's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do, whatever's good for the couple and not for the family. So fine, now, let's say over Kansai or a case of Chobis Nido. So, what are the halachas? Now, basically, there are a couple points over here. One case is the Trumas Hadesim is brought down by the Ramah. So what happens, you have first get married regular, she was Torah. Comes at night, Lachasno, she's still Torah, then you didn't do Bia, and the next day, she came a Nido. Do you need to have the Isser of Yichud or not of Yichud? Now, first, the case over here, the Trumas Hadesim, the Dafkin, the case you chose not to do Tashmish. Let's say you try to do tashmish, you just weren't successful to be going the bia ukedoimo. Then avad the lach will be there being it's a yichud. The whole yisoid over here of machlokes shumas adeshin is when you are kovish yetzer. That's machlokes shachan taz. Now lach of your kovish yetzer chose not to do it for whatever reason. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're very tired. You know that let's push it off till tomorrow. That mice is up to you and her. You chose not to. Why? Because you thought there's no chance of getting the period. It wasn't her time to see the period. The mice she had a period. That's machlokes shachan taz. The mice the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chochmah Zazim, the Ma'akoyin, the Meikah, like the Shach, find the Vazim, the Chodeshani, the Machmah, like the Taz, but only they're placing which one to do. But these cases over here, the Tumas Hadeshim, there are more that says Machmah Tavla Bracha, it's not in the case when you chose not to. Why? Because then you prove your Cheskes Kashrus, even though you're like a Shamur, you're an animal, fine, Machmah Tavla Shach, you're an animal, the Shalz, you Cheskes Kashrus override it, and therefore you prove your Cheskes Kashrus, then you'll be Meikah. If you not prove your Cheskes Kashrus, Maisa, there'll be Avada V'alocha of Yichud. Now, if so, when does the Issa V'Yichud apply? Let's say again you had a chuppah with the Seder, came in the night of the Chassi, tried, you're not going in the Bia, over your Nichnas that Torah, so then the Machlokes are placing with Manenu, V'Ikhnas from my Koran L'Chaznish, it says once you're Nichnas that Torah, that's enough, and therefore there won't be any Issa V'Yichud. And the final Chodeshoni, my going all this way, again, the Vazim wants to be Machm and says you have to be going in the Bia, up to Masham, Yom Shemoimo. Machlokes is a place to give a second Machlokes. If what is the getter of the Issa Yichud is that going in the Bia, or is it this being Nichlas HaTorah? I think the oil is more likely to be Hakol, but again, it's a second Machlokes. Now, let's say you did on Chobetz Nido. So, we have two halachas. We have the main halacha is the Issa Yichud. Now, first, Yichud, yeah. What about the halachas of Achokas? You have to keep Achokas now in the Chobetz Nido. The Svarti Meikol, come along Rashi and Shabbos Afidala says, why do you mean Achokas for? Because Yichud is Mutter. Therefore, since you always mean Yichud is Mutter, you always remind each other, therefore you mean Achokas. Therefore, come along and blow to my heart to the back of the Gemara on Shabbos, Afidala. So what's kind of, there's no Indian Achokas by Chobetz Nido. Mice over here, the Badei, Ashulchan, and Chesetar, and Lushioz, and all the say, you have other Indian Achokas, being a rice milk of Avelis, and one time there is a loch of Achokas. One of Achokas is a Poiskim. If there is a halacha of a chokas or not. However, the main thing again is the in of yichud. Now this yichud, the shell of a dinder abonim dinder raiso, which is first in nido, because the etem by a regular wife, the halacha is once you already have tashmish there, you already were had your lush of tashmish against you, satisfied the yetzer, therefore vadi you'll have yichud. But let's say over here before you had tashmish, the halacha is it's a yichud. The abonim dinder raiso, the form b'zmanenu like being down the chaznish. They bring the right that about this yichud only din the rabbanon. The first of all, the yichud only din the rabbanon. His main raya is from the raya. The raya says during the day there's no issa yichud. That's one of his main raya. Now, this yichud that we're answering, what is the halacha? The Ramah brings down the be'ikah three shitas. First shita he says is that the day and night are equal. You need two during the day, two at night. The second shita is the raya that during the day you need nothing. At night you need two. And this is how he passes the minig. He ends up like in between. He says at night you need two and during the day you need one. The more comes out, which Aaron Hogi is that way, at night you need two, and during the day you need one. Now, what to do during the day? He says either take a cotton or a katano, which I think that Hogi is during the day. You tell one of the kids who are the words of the shach is your day and time bia, she'ena moistin atzul bia. What age that is, my colleagues are placing him. They give the range between 7, 8, and 9 years old. Usually they take a kid out of school and you walk around during the day, and at night, either you can have a cotton uketano, you need both, or which seems to be more on Hogar, they usually have a couple sleeping in the same apartment. It's usually more easier that way. That's how Abitav Yichud Shaboy. There's one other aspect they discuss. Let's say it's Yimei Vest. Yimei Vest is Issa Tashmish, less the case of a Chumra or Zeruah or Kedoymo. The main verse itself is a tashmish. It's in the yichud at night. Come along with Moshe. Moshe says in the yichud room about as much as 10 minutes. For a long time at night, he says it's the yichud. And therefore, all the laws of the yichud do apply. When the article goes the same way, it is it's the yichud mamish. However, way back when we say, where in the world are you making up this chum of yichud on the vest? Yichud rabban on the vest, rabban on the chashash, upon the chashash, upon the chashash. Therefore, the swam is manen one time number ikkud. There's no it's the yichud in the body. You can't have a yichud on your main vest. Once you're married, yeah. Once you're married, the Chazish wants to say it's a long job on Avada. We hold all nidos are pnuyas on nidereisa. We pass them. Makhloikis, we pass them on nidereisa. But once you're married, since we know after you're married is mocha, even before, the etzim only is in the rabbanon. The rice is right, but they match it during the day. Fine. The kitzur for next time is simon kuftalik gimel. This, I'm not sure if everyone finished kuftalik beis. Kuftalik gimel is much shorter. So if you not finished kuftalik beis, Dalvin, hey, you can finish that off. Also be Arachayim Reish Pei, also Negev to the Indian Pesulim over there. And tomorrow, the Indian of Purim, we'll see this Purim of Yainam Purim.